Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey Blues fans, Kelly Chase here. This Monday afternoon, the Blues are in Brooklyn to take on John Tavares and Doug Waite's New York Islanders. Pre-game at 11:30 a.m., face-off at noon, right here on your home of the St. Louis Blues, KMOX.
Happy to be here. I am excited to have Jordan Goodman, who is America's Money Answers Man. He's a nationally recognized expert on personal finance. And we're going to talk some Equifax, and I think we're going to talk some Fed chairman. How are you doing, Jordan?
Great to be with you, Jane.
Okay, Equifax. Let's start there, because a lot of our listeners, I'm sure, have seen emails, seen numerous stories about the Equifax security breach. Can you tell our listeners what has happened?
Well, basically, they got into all the information that Equifax has on you, which is everything, basically. Not only your name, but your birth date, your Social Security number, your mother's maiden name, your address, all the information you basically can't change. Okay, now, you could change a credit card number. If you had a card stolen at Home Depot or Target, okay, they give you another credit card number, so it's not that big a deal. But this is all the information about you you can't change.
And it's information that can be used to basically steal your identity and spend all your money. And
for the rest of your life.
Yes, which
is not like people,
terrifying.
Oh, I'll do a 90-day freeze and everything will be fine.
And
no.
My understanding, and I don't know if you know the number of how many consumers' data was actually breached.
143 million.
And so it is frightening. And so I know that I've read some stories about it. And so I followed through and said, okay, go to this link and determine whether your information is one of the people,
yes,
you know, that's been impacted. And I was grateful because for some reason, I dodged a bullet, but I had a lot of family members who I, you know, had to explain to them, look, you've got to go check. And if you have been compromised, you have to, you know, take care of it. So can you run through the process a little bit?
Compromised yet, Jane. Okay. In other words, you just don't look at it once and then you're safe because
right,
they've got this information. They could come back 5 years later.
And you never know. And
well, you do have to know. So I think it's important to monitor what's going on with your credit. Now, as you say, Equifax has offered a free monitoring service for a year, which is nice. I would do more than that. I mean, I personally use LifeLock, and I think that's a good way because they email you instantly, not only your credit cards, but your bank accounts, your insurance policies, just everything about you that you tell them about. If there's anything whatsoever, you can set spending limits. You know, if somebody spends more than $100 or $500, you know, they tell you instantly, was this you? And so you know that, to me, that's worth it for the peace of mind.
Absolutely, because trying to unravel your existence once it's been stolen is
very, very rough.
It can ruin people's lives, and it has.
It can indeed. So if they actually go to lifelock.com, if they tell them my name, either Jordan Goodman or Money Answers, they'll actually get 10% off on their account that way. But to me, it's the peace of mind that you really want to have.
And you have to address it. You can't. I mean, it was interesting because even as I was talking to my family, I said, you know, you really need to go check. And it's sort of this mindset sets in that says, you know what, maybe if I ignore it, it's not going to happen. And if it was really bad, I'll hear about it.
Have you actually ever been compromised yourself, Jane? Have you actually been hit?
No, I haven't. Yeah. No. And
I had one time I had a credit card and somebody was trying to take $10,000 out of an ATM in Las Vegas at 4 a.m.
Wow.
And they emailed me and said, just want to make sure you want to change your password so you can take out this 10th. I said, no, it's not me.
And thankfully you were warned.
It was some kind of a Bulgarian mafia ring or something like that.
Nice. Well, and once they get there, then, you know, Katie bar the door, they can do any number of different things. And so I think the first step is for people to realize that you have to take control of your own credit and your own digital footprint out there.
And monitor it. And if anything goes wrong, immediately challenge it.
Now, if we go to a more macro level, so this breach, which seems to be enormous, I mean, just with the short...
The biggest ever.
Ever.
Basically, right.
And, you know, are people talking about what the economic impact to our economy and just from a macro level that breach will have?
This last week, the former chairman, CEO, he got fired, basically. Dick Smith, who's the head of Equifax, testified before the Senate and the House about exactly this. And basically, the Congress people were saying, why is it that we don't have any influence whatsoever. We don't get paid for giving our data. We don't know what's happening. We
have no control over it, right?
No control over it. It happens anyway. In other areas, we give consent because of the kind of things. They said, well, that's the way the system works. I mean, if the banks didn't have that kind of data, they wouldn't be able to make credit decisions as quickly as they do, and they're pretty much automated today.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a benefit to it, is that you're able to you apply for a credit card or a car loan or a mortgage, and instantly they know everything about you and can either approve you or reject you. So that's the upside of it. But the downside of it is, as you say, if people get their hands on this information, it's just going to be ruinous to your financial life.
And don't they make enormous amounts of money selling the data, even if it's not directly attributed to a specific person? But
they're selling it to financial institutions. Now, they do sell monitoring services to consumers,
okay,
which is okay. That's not the major part of their business. The major part of their business is selling it to banks and credit card companies and insurance companies and car loan companies and all the ones who are making credit decisions to be able to make credit decisions instantly up or down with your credit score and all that. So, yes, Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion are the big three, and they make a huge amount of money selling your information for which you do not get paid. That's correct.
Wow. It's amazing. And I think that this data breach issue, financial information, it's not going away anytime soon. I mean,
No. We've had one breach after. In fact, this week earlier, before all the hearings on Capitol Hill, we found out that Yahoo had early people thought there was 1 billion accounts that had been hacked. It turns out it was 3 billion accounts that had been hacked by Yahoo. So it's one time after another. I'll tell you a little way. If you want to invest in this area, there's an exchange-traded fund, which the symbol is HACK, H-A-C-K, which has all the kind of defense companies, you know, who are stopping these kind of intrusions all the time. So
you have to take control of it. And that is sad. I mean, if you eat something bad, or, you know, you can trigger an automatic recall when it comes to food or maybe even a product. But unfortunately, these kind of breaches, there is nothing that requires the kind of disclosure and quick disclosure that you would get in other areas of the law. And we just haven't caught up with this yet.
That's right.
And I suspect that that's going to be an ongoing battle in the near term.
The criminals are ahead of the people trying to keep them out all the time. In this case of Equifax, they knew there was a breach like in March or something like that.
And didn't tell. That's the dangerous part is, you know, and then you never really know what the scope of the breach was, which is another problem that we need to start getting a handle on. Now, the other hot topic coming, we're losing a Fed chairman and we need to get a new one.
Right.
So what's going on with that?
So Janet Yellen really done a very good job. Her term runs out February 1st. And the next week or so, President Trump is going to appoint a new Fed chairman, not only Fed chairman, but four of the seven seats on the Fed board.
Wow!
So
that's
he's
a complete
really
control.
The Fed,
right?
Yeah.
So wouldn't you say that that's going to be complete control and it's going to be an instant change?
Well, you have to go through the Senate confirmation process. It's not instant, but once he's got his people on there, when he hasn't put anybody on there yet,
yes,
that could be a major change in interest rate policy and monetary policy that we've had before. Now, there's all kinds of speculation of who might get it. I'm going to give you a dark horse.
Okay, give me your prediction.
The most likely person that people are saying, the consensus view, is a guy named Kevin Warsh, W-A-R-S-H, who's kind of a hard money conservative guy, pretty well known. He was a former Fed governor, so he's kind of what people think, and that would be kind of in the hard money direction.
Okay.
But I'm going to give you my dark horse is a guy named Neil Kashkari, who's currently the Federal Reserve Chairman in Minneapolis. Now, he is the complete opposite. If Kevin Warsh is the hard money guy, he is the easy money guy. And he wants to keep interest rates down and put more money into the system and not really worry about inflation as such. So my guess is that's kind of the direction that Trump is going. He wants more stimulation of the economy, more
easy
jobs.
Easy flow of money.
Easy money. That's why he made his money all the time.
He understands
easy
it.
Money.
Right. And that seems like it would be, but that's interesting. So, and I'm assuming because the term's coming up that he's going to want to move on this so there won't be too much of a lapse in between.
Well, he has to do it. He has to appoint somebody because then they have to go through the Senate confirmation hearings and be in place by February 1st.
Which is, you know, and it takes time. People
it
don't realize how long those.
So that would be a real outlier. That would not be, I mean, that would be very different than Bernanke and Greenspan and Yellen to get somebody like Kashkari who. I mean, officially, the idea of the Fed is to keep inflation under control. He wouldn't be worrying about that at all. He wants to stimulate the economy as much as possible and by keeping interest rates down. I mean, we've kept them down for a long time. The Fed's raised rates twice in the last 6 months. Likely that they're going to raise it one more time, probably in December.
Right. But a slow, I mean, it's usually...
It's been slow.
It's been very slow. And it's interesting because if you hear the president's talk about, you know, wanting to stimulate growth quickly, which has been sort of his talking points as far as what he wants for the economy, it would seem that you're... This Neil person from Minneapolis would be the one that would probably be able to deliver that faster than
That's
someone
right.
who would be more
that,
measured.
You combine an easy Federal Reserve policy with a tax reform that he's talking about, if it gets through or even something close to it, that would also stimulate the economy in a huge way by putting more money into consumers' pockets and to business pockets and simplifying the tax code and expensing of things. I mean, it would just really stimulate the economy a lot. I don't think we have the workers to do all this. You know, we're talking about infrastructure.
Right.
All the construction workers are going to be down in Florida and Texas for the next 10 years trying to rebuild the place.
Very
we don't
busy.
Have the workers to put all the stuff together.
It's going to be very interesting. Well, that could really signal a big change. So I guess we're going to have to watch that very closely. And
indeed.
I really appreciate you coming on and talking with us. And
love to help. And I've always loved to help KMWX listeners, and we'll for the rest of time. MoneyAnswers.com is my website, and I'm glad to take emails from KMWX listeners.
Well, thank you, Jordan. Have a wonderful weekend.
Thanks so much, Jane.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.